pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip.
For the second day of the week, Tuesday, my favorite day of the week.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because it's not Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like You've that. Already gotten past Monday. You kind of start getting into the groove of your week.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into the groove of our week with something fun.
Yes.
Time to play a game.
That's right.
We always... Probably my favorite episode to do is the game.
Yeah.
One, it requires the least amount of research.
Okay.
I don't really have to do anything. And okay. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Even though I've never won.
All right. A return to...
Yes. The Craigslist game.
Yes. I'm very excited for this.
We had a lot of fun with this one. And I blew it last chance...
You just guessed around. Too high is what happened.
Well, no. I guessed too low.
Oh, right.
Because
right.
It was the guitar.
It was the guitar that gives
you And I was like, it's $375. And you're like, $2,000.
I was like, it's
$2,000. And I was way off.
Yeah.
So the way this works, we each picked three random Craigslist posts. And we are going to go through and read the title, the description, and show one picture from the ad to kind of give clues as to... the price of this could be. As long as you don't, so if you go over, you're just wrong. But if you stay under, we take the difference from your price and the actual price, jot it down, and at the end we decide who was the closest.
Yes.
But again, I guess we should still stick to the you can't go over Price is Right rules.
I mean, unless we could do the if you go over and add that too. You know what I mean? Like how far off you are.
So just either way.
Either way, if something's 500 and you say 600,
I like that. Okay, so
that's 100 points.
Let's do that.
Okay,
let's
do that. Okay.
All right, and so whoever has the least amount of distance between what we guessed and the actual price is the winner.
Yes.
And so we each decided to pick different cities, just like last time.
Yes.
What city did you go with?
I went with Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City.
The Windy City.
Yes.
All right. Well, since I recently went there, I chose the Jersey Shore. So nice. Very excited. It's going to be a lot of gym products, weights, dumbbells. No, I'm just kidding.
Tanning lotion.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of tanning beds on here.
All right.
So I'll go first.
Yeah.
If that's
Let's
cool
take
with
turns.
You.
Yeah.
All right, so this first one, I apologize to mispronounce one of these words, but it's a queen size white lacquer, LACQUER.
Okay.
Platform mirrored bed with drawers and lights.
Oh, platform mirror bed. Okay.
Make an offer. Price reduced.
Oh, okay. Price has been reduced.
Exclamation points there. Okay. White lacquer. Queen size platform bed with overhead lighting and mirror backing. No bed frame or box spring required.
Okay.
Smoke free and pet free home.
Okay, good.
Pickup only. This would need to be disassembled. It's a large piece, about 111 inches wide from side to side.
Okay.
Length is about 105 long from back to front.
Okay.
I'm going to pick one picture. That is what it looks like. Very tacky, very ugly.
Oh, my God.
Would look terrible in any bedroom. We will definitely post photos.
It is terrible. Holy crap.
I will definitely post this photo on Twitter.
It's hideous. It's hideous.
Yes.
It is absolutely hideous.
And the fact that anyone thought this would be a good idea.
Why would you ever do that? The mirrors mirrors as a sideboard or whatever to your bed, like
makes
backboard,
no sense.
Makes zero sense.
I agree.
It is disgusting and terrible.
Anything outside of a normal backboard makes
it,
no
not
sense
worth
to
it.
Me.
No. At that point, don't go with the backboard at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Also, why
and
do you
the
need
color
the...
is bad. Everything
oh, it's super
bad.
Tacky.
It's just super tacky.
It's like that 80s white. This was definitely a product of the 80s.
100%. That is an old bed.
So
you cannot buy that anywhere. However, you know what's interesting? It's a platform bed,
yes.
Which is normally very expensive.
Yes.
Because you don't need a box spring at all.
Exactly. So they kind of added more.
Yes. To try to entice you. However, price was reduced.
That's why I included that.
However, you need to disassemble it. So... They want if they want to move it. Okay. Whew, this is hard.
I wanted to pick an item that when I look at it, I could tell you exactly what era it's from and exactly how bad it is, but I couldn't tell you how much.
Okay. So with all that being said, I am going to guess it cannot be that expensive because if it is, no one's going to buy this. However, it can't be absolutely dirt cheap because they are obviously trying to sell it and saying it's a platform bed and trying to, like, you know, make it seem like it's more than it is. And the price was reduced. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking this is someone who originally wanted $500. However, ain't nobody paying $500 for that disgusting thing. So they dropped it down.
Because the market for this is not that great.
It's not that great. Even in the Jersey Shore.
Right.
Which is the prime place where you would buy that. Exactly. Even there.
Exactly.
It's not that big. So I'm going to go with a solid $175 is what they're asking. All right. Let me know how wrong I was.
You weren't too terribly far off.
Oh, no.
I actually was very nervous.
Oh, no.
When you thought
500.
When you said 500. Crap. And you reduced it. I thought you would have gone with the correct answer and reduced it in half. They're asking $250.
Oh, so okay, I wasn't that terrible.
So $75 okay. off.
Okay, that's so not so bad. I can live with that.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. That's a good start.
It could be a lot worse.
That's a good start. Okay.
So,
all
right, here we go. Your first one.
Are you keeping tabs? Okay.
Yes, I was making that mark.
Okay, I went with something totally, utterly random. And I was looking at this and I was like, oh, wow, I didn't realize you could like buy these. Like, I had no idea that you could buy these, but it makes sense. Of course you could buy these. This is an LK bi-level drinking fountain with chiller. So I'm going to show you.
With a chiller?
Yes. I'm going to show you the picture because you may have no idea what I'm talking about. But this is something that literally everyone in the world knows.
Okay.
It is,
wow. It takes me back to my high school days.
Yes, it is a water drinking fountain. So, like something you would see at...
More of a commercial item.
At a school and or public place. Yeah,
this is maybe somebody that's going to build a restaurant.
Yes, I'll let you keep looking at it. It's stainless steel, so it's not like a crappy one. It
looks like it's in good condition.
However, it's also not like covered in ceramic or anything. It's not like... It's obviously been removed or whatever.
I prefer the metal.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
You know?
Me too.
Makes me feel safe.
Do you actually drink water from a water fountain?
No.
I did the other day.
Gross.
And I feel okay.
I mean, also, I'm sure.
I may have grown another arm, but I feel okay.
It just makes me nervous. Especially when you're a kid and you see all the kids that like put their mouths on it. And
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to read the description. Okay. Or better offer. Used... For less, okay, I want to read it exactly how this person typed it out.
And perfect.
It's kind of hard. Used for less than a year, filtered and refrigerated. I can't show it works. The lower fountain is missing the push button, but the rest is flawless. Which, okay, I think he meant I think he was meaning it works, but I can't show it because the button doesn't work or whatever. But it all, like, it's all working.
Okay.
Is what he's trying to say. You're going to have to fix the button.
Yeah.
Mechanical push button bubbler activation continues to provide water when electrical service is interrupted. I didn't realize that. That's very interesting.
Interesting.
FlexiGuard bubbler provides a flexible antimicrobial mouth guard. I didn't know this. The mouth guards. Have you know? You know what? It's crazy. Is when I was a kid, the water fountains, the mouth guards were metal,
yeah. But
they changed them. Have you noticed they changed them to this like weird, yeah. Opaque looking plastic? It's like an antimicrobial plastic.
Hmm.
I didn't realize that.
So it's fancier.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, maybe it's fancier. Okay. I don't know. One piece back panel, one piece louvre panel, eliminate unsightly seams. Rated for indoor use. All right. There you go. That is your clue.
So this is a commercial item.
Yes.
Which I would imagine is a little bit more expensive.
I can neither confirm or deny.
I had a number when I first saw it, what I would pay. But then as you just...
what Philip would pay for this?
What I would pay for it. not knowing anything about water fountains, yes. commercial water fountains.
Yes.
But then he started saying a lot of big words.
Yes.
Making it sound fancy. But he also is not, he knows it works, but he just can't prove it. Is that what you're saying?
I think, yes. I think the way he's trying to word it is that it works, but the button is broken for the okay. lower fountain and you need to fix the button.
Okay.
However, water is in the system, so it works.
Okay.
However, I'm not an expert in water fountains, so I don't know if this man's is lying.
So it's a bit of a project, probably.
There's a project involved.
Which would lower the price.
Yes. But now, who's buying this on Craigslist? Just putting it out there. Not trying to help you or anything, but who's buying this on Craigslist? That's very interesting.
Yeah. Me. I'd do it. You, if I had the money.
You'd put this in your house.
I wouldn't put it. Maybe.
Okay.
Like a man cave. But yeah. then I'd fill it with like soda.
Oh.
You know, I'd do something crazy.
You know, that would like totally break it.
So?
Anyways.
Well, sweet tea.
That's like.
Or is it because of
like
the
that,
sugar?
It's like that, that movie. With Adam Sandler, where he has yeah. the
it's like Kool-Aid or something.
What does it have? The high C or whatever.
It's Gatorade.
It's Gatorade. Yeah, yeah. No, it's Hawaiian Punch.
That's what it is. Hawaiian Punch.
Anyways, yeah. So this is Philip. This is your Hawaiian Punch water fountain of your dreams.
Okay, so when you told me what it was and showed me the picture, my first instinct was $1,000.
Okay.
I seem like that's a pretty reasonable price.
Yes.
But then you said it was a project. So my first instinct is to say 800, but then my gut's like, you're too high.
Okay.
But maybe I'm also know more about the water fountain game than I thought.
I mean, try to think of a similar type of appliance in your house would probably be like the closest thing that's connected to the wall that pulls water is probably a toilet. How much is a toilet?
400?
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know, actually.
Never had to buy
Yeah, I actually don't know. So never mind. That's probably not good advice at all.
I'm going to say 650.
Okay. Are you sure you want to stick with that? Should we have one lifeline in the whole game? What do you think? We would both have to agree to it right now that we have a lifeline. Like, let's say a safety net. We
can each pull a safety. You get one mulligan?
You get one safety net. Like, let's say a range, like $100 to $200. You get one safety range. That way it's not like crazy. Or you want to do a mulligan. How do you want to, what do you think?
I think no lifelines.
Okay, I think we get an extra clue. There's okay. one time you can ask for an extra clue.
Okay. You made me second guess myself.
I'm just saying, yeah, I may need this. Okay, never mind. I didn't say nothing.
You said it to where it was like, are you sure you want to say 650? Like, I'm so far off.
Maybe.
So I'm going to go to my original and say 1,000.
Okay, I'm glad you did. Okay, here's the deal. I didn't want you to go with 600 because it would ruin the game right off the bat because this thing is $1,700.
Wow.
So you are $700 in the hole right now.
Wow.
And I did not want it to be $1,000 in the hole. So that's why I threw that out there.
That would have been $1,100 in the
yeah,
hole.
Yeah, you would. Yes, exactly.
All right, so I have proven that I cannot play this game at all.
Can I just say, though, I would have probably guessed the same thing. Like, I have no idea. I saw that, and I was like, okay. All
right, well, all right. You may win this fairly quickly, then.
Okay. I may have shot myself in the foot, though, because my next one, let's just say the okay. next one, you can make it up.
All right, the title of this, Vintage Toy, 1950s Mobo Horse, Metal/Wood Pedal Car Cart, Sebel, London.
Okay.
This is what it is.
That's cute.
It's like a tiny little...
That's really cute.
Yeah, you know, it's...
It's like a children's toy from back in the day.
Yeah, from the 1950s. So, vintage toy 1950s mobile horse metal wood pedal car cart D Sebel London, England. This is in fabulous condition for its age. Measures 42 inches long by 22 inches tall by 16 inches wide. Colors on the horse are detailed with all original paint and is perfect. Cart is in excellent condition with some light surface rust on the white frame, barely noticeable. Wood seat and back is in perfect condition and retains the original Mobo label on the seat back. Has all the original parts, steering lever, red reins, pedals, tire seats, etc. Two screws were replaced on the seat. Seat is adjustable forward and backward. Light red paint touch up on the bar behind the seat back. Not noticeable in photos and looks good. I have not seen one of these on eBay. Usually we'll see the metal curved seat and sold wheels wow. version.
Holy cow.
Not spokes like this one. Call Gary for info.
Okay. This could go either way. This is someone who obviously knows a lot about this thing.
Yeah, they did their research. It's like a
very vintage thing. I could see
they saw American Pickers.
Yes. And they're trying to. So either they saw American Pickers and they're really trying to sell this thing, like pretend that it's worth more than it actually is, or it actually is worth quite a bit. It's a vintage toy. It looked pretty good. Like it looks pretty like high quality. If it's from the 50s and it still looks this good. It's
a sturdy toy.
Yeah. However, I've never heard of it. What's the company that did it again? London.
So it's either going to, I think it's D Sebel London, England.
D Sebel London, England is the toy manufacturer.
Or Mobo Horse.
I think that's the name of the toy.
Probably.
Okay. So it had, okay.
So maybe D Sebel from London, England would be the creator?
Yes. I feel like, I don't know. Because I feel like if I guess too high, like, I don't want to guess too high is my fear right now because I feel like it may not be worth as much as this person's trying to make it seem. Okay.
D Sebel & Co. is the name of the company.
Okay. You looked it up.
Yeah. They're known for like pedal cars and horses and stuff.
Okay. So it's a legit company.
Yeah. Oh, I see. They're the company that designs these kinds as well.
Oh, okay. You know, like something you would see at...
At a store, maybe at the park. Mm. One of those like spring horses that you kind of get the feeling that you're...
Yes.
I'll post pictures of all these things online. So check social media.
I'm going to go. I'm just going to put it out there.
I also want you to know I'm not going to give you any help since I'm so far.
That's fine. I'm going to hedge my bets. And I'm going to try to stay somewhere in the middle range. So even if I am $100 up or down, like I'm not too worried about it. $200. They want $200 for this thing.
You are wrong, sir.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You're not that bad, though.
Okay.
$400 for the toy.
Oh, my goodness.
So
I'm $375 in the hole.
$275.
Yeah. Wow, I'm bad at math.
So okay. I you pretty much have to like significantly miss the next one.
Yes. Or you have to get
pretty much get
this one spot
close to spot on.
For these next two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh oh. You were $200 off?
All yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
$100 for this thing?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. This is a 2013 Lincoln MKT. Six pass limousine. That's right. A limo. I want to show you multiple pictures because I want to be nice.
Why do you pick the really expensive stuff? You make it difficult because you pick something that could be anywhere from like $5,000 to $20,000. No, it's fine.
All right. Here's your first picture. I want to show you multiple ones. I need to hide the price.
And what was the year? 2013?
Yes. So here's your first picture.
It's a fairly newer. Oh, it's an SUV.
SUV limo.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hold on. Here's the picture of the inside.
Super fancy.
It's got a bar. Shoot. Here's the front.
No. Nope. I don't need to see much more. Give me that description.
Okay.
Because I've already got numbers in my head. But they're all in different $10,000 ranges. So.
2013 MKT by Royal. All-wheel drive. Great interior lighting. Tires, 80%. Rebuild front mechanical end.
Okay.
Top in excellent condition. AC just serviced. 139,000 miles on it. Tinted windows. Fiber optic lighting. Premium sound with upgraded sound system. iPod aux integration. Wrap around seating. Mood lighting. I lost myself. Leather seats, TV, DVD, rear view camera. That's big. Navcom, GPS navigation, power divider, power mirrors, power seats, heated mirrors, premium brakes, luggage compartment, custom wheels, dual alternator, dual battery, clean title in hand.
Okay.
So, since you are so far off and I want to make this fair, you get to ask. Well, okay, hold on. If you are within, I would say if you are within $1,000, we'll count as we're tied and we'll make that third round. We'll make that third round like really special.
I'm not going to be $1,000 off.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be a lot further than that.
Okay.
And
if you want to ask me any questions about the pictures or whatever I'm seeing, feel free. I'll zoom in on the wheels. I'll do whatever you want.
So I would imagine brand new off the line with all the fancy stuff. I mean, that's got to be at least 50 to 60,000. It's a Caddy.
It's a Lincoln.
I'm sorry. It's a Lincoln. Still.
Which is still a nice car. Matthew McConaughey drives them. No big deal.
So I would imagine that you're looking at something that could be anywhere from, I would even say 50 to 70.
For brand new. Now, this is 2013.
So it's 2013. There's been some work done on it.
Yes, whole new front end. But mechanically, so not cosmetically.
Still a limousine.
Yes. It's been used quite a bit.
130,000 miles is a lot.
However, it is a 2013.
Exactly.
That's still a lot for a limo. Like, you don't think limos drive all that much. It was obviously used for a limo company.
I'm tossing between two numbers here.
Okay.
And it's hard for me to pick one, but for time's sake, I'm going to try and maybe see if I can go in the middle here. And I'm going to say 27,399
for this.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be lower.
Okay, this is your lifeline. You get one more guess. That's your lifeline. I'm not telling you high or low or anything. I just want to make this fair. You get one more guess.
Was I really that far off?
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying if you were far off or not. I'm just saying you get one more guess.
21,785.
You're looking at a 2013 Lincoln MKT 6-passenger limo. Asking price, $19,750.
Wow.
So you were pretty far off, but not that crazy far off. Not that crazy far off. Yes. I think we, whenever we revisit this game in the future, we'll probably readjust the rules because there will be situations where there's something just way too expensive. I think as long as we have a scale, like if it's a car, the scale can be whatever. But I would say you got pretty dang close. Your first guess, though, you were way off. Yeah. You were about to pay way too much for this limo.
I don't know much about limousines. Yeah. I've only been in like one my whole life.
Yes.
So, you know, there was a brief moment where I was going to say 17. And I was like, that seems too low.
That would have been like the best guess.
Yeah.
But all actually, right. your guess is closer. Yeah, I think.
I'm still... I mean, so
we're not closer, but
so enough. I lost.
Yes,
there's no way I can come back from this. We'll still.
It does not look like it.
We'll still play out these last two.
Yes.
All right. So this is a blue dyed muskrat fur stroller jacket.
Okay.
Muskrat ladies blue dyed fur with matching blue satin lining, hardly worn by wife. It is in pristine condition. Size 12. Jacket length is 37 inches. Sleeve length is 24 inches. Purchased at the Fur Vault in Shrewsbury, New Jersey.
The Fur Vault. Okay.
And that is a picture. A bad picture. But
oh, my God. It is disgusting. Wow.
It's pretty hideous. It's a little clearer. It's a little bit clearer than the first picture. But
oh, my God.
Still pretty hideous. But don't forget, it is muskrat.
It's a muskrat.
And it was blue dyed. Dyed blue for style purposes. So
I wouldn't even pay a dollar for it.
It's a fur coat, though.
But it's muskrat.
It's muskrat.
It's not like a good coat.
It's not, and
like
it's not a coat. It's a stroller jacket.
Okay.
All right. So this is you, Edgar. Out strolling. Pushing your stroller.
Yeah. I don't think that's
what no. No, you're cruising the streets of Austin.
I have no idea. I know a brand new mink fur jacket easily in the thousands of dollars. Easily.
But this is muskrat.
This is muskrat fur. It's in New Jersey. I'm picturing a very specific type of person who wears this, who's out and about, who has long fingernails, who looks a lot like Snooki. So what I'm imagining right now.
You're imagining Snooki wearing this.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm imagining.
Stroller jacket.
I think this is one of those where you try to buy something that looks more expensive than it actually is, so you can feel good about yourself and you sort of present an image out to the world. I think this brand new probably cost around $500, and I think in its used, disgusting condition. And just, it's hideous. And it was blue dyed, so it's not even the original, like, color of the fur. This cannot be any more than... I think this person wants a lot more than what it actually is, but... Oh, then again... Macklemore went to a thrift shop, and he got one for way cheaper.
But this was... It sounds like this was a gift for his wife. She wore it a couple of times, probably also thought it was very hideous, and then was like, I don't want to wear this anymore. And he's like, well, I spent lots of money on it, so I need to get some of this back. You know what I'm saying? Imagine what somebody who would wear muskrat fur, any high-end person, would hear muskrat and say, I don't want that.
He spent $500 on this thing, and he wants $200 back.
$300.
Oh my gosh.
And $50.
Wow.
$350.
That's way too much.
Way too much.
Way too much. He needs to sell that for $50.
Yeah. You find that at Goodwill for like $30.
That's $50.
Yeah.
Okay.
At
well,
most $50.
That's disgusting.
$350 for muskrat fur.
That is disgusting. You need to, go online, go to our social media. At Daily Sunnyside.
Yeah.
Look at this because it is disgusting.
Yeah. Terrible. And if you live in New Jersey and want it, it's still available.
Okay.
And probably will be forever.
Yes.
All right. So here we go. I can't win.
Yes. You want to make this interesting?
How
if
so?
You get this spot on.
Okay.
Spot on. Like
I win
if
the
you
game.
Get, you get a spot on, you win.
Okay.
Automatically.
All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Slot machine.
Oh.
Or better offer. No. Let me read the description. It's super short. Slot machine for sale. I have extra coins, probably a few dozen. Works as should and functions. Please look at images and make an offer. This is your first image. The world's tiniest picture.
a terrible picture.
Yes.
But that's a nice slot machine.
I'm going to show you another one. Okay, this is a little, this is a bit better of the actual slot machine. And it looks like it is a Japan-themed slot machine. There's a Japanese name up top. Nice and there's looking. Like a pagoda and some like... There's a Japanese scene at the bottom.
Interesting.
And it looks... I can't really make out what the actual images on the slots are, but it looks like flowers.
Yeah, roses.
Roses.
Wow.
Let me show you one more picture.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now while you're looking for that next picture. I have no idea...
That kind of looks
what a slot machine.
That kind of looks like inappropriate.
Wild. That's wild.
Yeah. So here you go. I was right. So yeah, there's some.
So it's a Japanese.
It's Japanese
base.
Yeah. There's some Japanese kanji on there.
Who brought this over?
Yes. It's okay. The whole thing is in Japanese. This is not an English slot machine. Ooh. This is straight up from Japan. It looks like.
So to some people. That could add value, but then to other people, it could bring down the value.
Because it's not American.
And because you can't it's read not it. American and you can't read anything. You can't read so it. You don't technically know.
There is one English word on the entire thing, and it says max bet.
Which.
And it's color coded green. Yeah. So, yes.
I'm going to be way off here.
That's crazy. Okay.
But I'm gonna go middle of the road because okay. I know I'm not gonna hit this dead on.
Okay.
I'd like to get close.
If you get within $50, you don't win, but we tie.
I won't get within $50.
But we tie.
But I'm gonna say I just don't know slot machines at all. I'm gonna say $550.
You were close, but
not close enough.
$200 for this
thing.
Oh my
gosh, I was way off. There was a small part of me that was like, it's going to be next to nothing.
It's going to be next to nothing. Yeah, it was $200. It looks like just some random... How did it get here? I don't know. What's the story behind this? How did a Japanese slot machine get to Chicago? I don't know. But if you want a Japanese slot machine...
$200. That's
and you live
not
in Chicago,
bad.
$200. Also, he has some coins left, apparently. So does this mean he has Japanese coins? I don't know.
See, that's what drove up the value for me. It was the extra coins.
Was it not being in English, did that like make you go up or down from your original estimate?
Well, again, I'm sitting here like the same with the water fountain where like my starting price was like $1,000.
Yeah.
And then I'd go from there.
Yeah.
And I went downwards.
Okay.
Because at one point I was like, maybe I should say 800. But then I was like, okay, I've been... Whatever my gut has told me this game, it's significantly off.
Okay.
So I should try and shoot one way or the other.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Well...
Well, there you go.
I've proven time and time again that I cannot play games.
Okay. Can I just say... I think I know how we solve this game.
I do too.
I think...
We have to set a price range.
Exactly. We have to set a price range. Yes. I think we did not... set that beforehand and yeah. This episode I went a lot higher than I did last episode.
Yes.
I think last episode my most expensive thing was $2,000.
Yeah.
And this
and
time
then everything else was like 50 to 300 yes. or something.
And
like
this
that.
Episode I went all the way to 20,000. So yeah. I think I say I'm cool calling this not necessarily a win or loss, just a learning experience.
Yes.
And
I still feel shame for my family.
I mean, you still lost, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But let's go with next time.
We'll set a small price range.
We'll set a small price range.
Yeah.
I think like maybe even like $500.
Is the max?
Well, what if we did like different versions of it where one Craigslist game, it's $500. One Craigslist game, it's $100,000. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and then
wow.
we know like,
yeah.
okay, this is going to be a crazy game. We're talking thousands of dollars here.
Or I like
we're
that
a game where it's like only 20 bucks. You
know? I think that's fair.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right.
Fair enough.
I'm down for that. All right. Well,
that was our Craigslist game and that was fun.
I feel like Drake out here taking notes.
If you have some funny Craigslist finds that you want to show us, reach out to us at Daily Sunnyside and on our Gmail at dailysunnyside@gmail.com. If you like our show, please rate it. It means a lot to us if you rate it. And also share it with your friends and family. That's the best way to get our show out right now. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.